It's a beautiful day, and there's a beautiful way to be hearing God's word, to see what he has to say. So let's sit in the sun and start having some fun.
Wow, Morton, that sounds great.
Thanks.
The gang from Cottonwood Trails.
Eyes on the prize.
All right. I have put a prize somewhere a long way up Mount Cottonwood. The first one of you five to reach that prize gets to keep it.
Five? I only count two.
You, Matilda, Oz, Rosie, and Frank. That's five.
Okay there, smarty pants.
Abby and I will be around to make sure everything is running smoothly.
This is going to be so fun.
And why are we doing this again?
Like Abby said, for fun. At least, partly.
You two think walking up a hill is fun?
Walking uphill is really great for your hearts, guys. A nice workout is an awesome way to get your blood flowing, and that always floods our bodies with good feelings.
Yeah, still doesn't sound fun.
I won't be walking. I'm gonna run.
Yeah, me too. I want to see what this prize is.
I guess I'd like to find that out too. But all this exercise better be worth it.
It'll be great. You'll see. Now, remember, the first one to reach the prize will get to keep it, so you'll want to be fast. But it's also a really long way up the path, so you'll need endurance too. The race begins in 3, 2, 1, now!
Woohoo! I'm gonna win!
Don't get too confident! I'm right behind you!
You two young'uns, get back here! My knees may be creaky, but that don't mean I'm not gonna win!
Well, Oz, Rosie, and Matilda got the message. What about you two?
What?
Aren't you gonna start running, Morton? Don't you want the prize?
Wait, that's right now? I haven't trained! Oh boy, I'm falling behind! You guys better look out, I'm coming!
And you, Frank?
I don't run. Don't get me wrong, I'll make my way up the hill, but don't expect anything too fast.
Well, to each their own.
You can try to keep up with me, Rosie, but that prize is gonna be all mine!
Hey, what's going on over there in the woods? It looks like a few animals are acting out a play in the clearing over there.
Ooh, I like plays.
Well, maybe we could stop quickly just to have a look. We're way ahead of everyone else in the race anyway.
Okay, let's go check it out.
Thus, I feel the need to succeed in placing mine fist briskly upon thy temple.
It looks like there's already a few animals watching. Let's go join them.
Wait a second. I know that actor. That's Winifred the Owl on the stage.
Ah, greetings, dear travelers. Please, sit and take in a moment of thespian artistry that will both intrigue the mind and enrapture the soul. This is an intertwining of two of the foremost genres of all time. 'Tis the combination of a classic Shakespearean play and an 80s-style action piece entitled Hamlet.
Whoa, boy, this is gonna be good!
Oh boy! Oz and Rosie sure started fast. It's a good thing I'm an athlete in peak condition, or I'd have no hope of catching them. Wow, what's that? Singing? I love singing! It sounds like it's coming from that group of animals over there. I'll just take a quick break to check it out. I'm sure after a little rest, I'll be able to get up to my top speed. Hi, I'm Morton the Badger. What's going on here?
I'm running karaoke.
Nice. Is anyone a black belt? I only ever got an indigo belt, and I don't think it was even from the class. Pretty sure I just found it in my closet. But
not karate, karaoke. It's when everybody takes a turn singing whatever songs they want.
That sounds awesome. Can I go next? Hopefully I don't need my indigo belt.
Sure, you can go next. I'll announce you when this one's done.
Okie dokie.
Thanks very much.
All right. Next up, we have Morton the Badger.
That's me. Hello, everyone. I'd like to share a beautiful song that is very special to me.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with a crowd. buy me some peanuts. Oh, peanuts and Cracker Jack, those are real. Cause it's 1, 2, 7 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Man, oh man, my old knees can barely take us.
Hey, Matilda, is that you?
Barney Beaver, what are you doing way up here in the middle of the woods?
We're all here to watch the wrestling match.
Wrestling match?
It's the return of the Crunch King. But Arnie the Flying Fang Gunderson wants his crown.
Flying Fang? He's one of my favorites. I'll just go watch for a while and then get right back to the race.
Let's go find some seats.
But without a killer cyborg, or a droid for mine accompaniment, a listless shell do I make.
Encore! Encore!
Yay!
Oh, fantastic!
I loved it!
Well done!
An encore? Well, it would be my pleasure.
We better get going.
Just a few more minutes.
To need or not to need speed.
Yeah, Flying Fang! Get him in a headlock!
Woo! Woo! Nice one! Oh, he's one strong little bobcat.
Yeah, but if he isn't careful, the Crunch King is gonna reverse it on him. Told ya.
Use the Fang of Justice!
Ooh, yeah, his special move would come in handy right now. Fang of Justice! 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 Bang of justice, bang of justice, bang of justice. Get him, Arnie! Woohoo!
All right, Abby, this is where we put the prize, so I'll bet everyone else is gonna come pretty quickly.
Yeah, in fact, here they come now.
I'm gonna win!
I don't think so. Move out of my way.
Lock out!
I need to swing by, please!
Hold it!
I thought it was a race to the finish!
It is, but there's already a winner!
A winner? Who?
Hey.
Frank?
Well, Frank got here first.
But how? Frank is like the slowest animal I know! No offense, Frank.
None taken. I walked the whole way.
Ah, walking! I should have thought of that!
How did you get here faster than all of us who were running?
I think I can answer that. You see, Frank may have been walking the whole way, but he never strayed off the path.
But I never strayed off the path!
Oh, really? Not even to sing some karaoke?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Never did get my belt, either.
Morton stopped for karaoke?
He sure did, just like how you stopped for a wrestling match while Oz and Rosie stopped to watch a play.
There sure were a lot of things going on in the forest today!
That's right. I mean, when have we ever had a wrestle match, a play, and karaoke all in the same day?
Quite a coincidence!
It actually wasn't a coincidence at all. It was Abby and I. We organized all those events to happen here today.
What?
Hold on, that ain't fair. Why didn't you put up an event to distract Frank?
We did. We put up a cola stand, but Frank didn't stop.
Not even for cola?
I figured the prize at the end would be worth it.
But why did you guys organize this race and then purposefully distract us?
To teach you a valuable lesson. A lesson that Peter had to learn, too. In the book of Matthew, chapter 14, Peter and the other disciples of Jesus were in a boat on a lake one night when a strong wind came and began rocking the boat like crazy.
Peter! Help me get the mast tied down! This wind is so strong!
Agree! I haven't been caught in a storm like this in a while! I wonder where Jesus is right now!
Look! Out on the water! Do you guys see that?
The disciples saw a figure moving in front of them, but couldn't make any sense of it. To their eyes in the shadowy light of the moon, it looked like a ghost was walking on the water towards the boat. Needless to say, they were pretty scared.
Ah! A ghost! And it's coming towards us!
Oh no! What do we do? Listen! The ghost is speaking!
Don't be afraid! Take courage! It's me!
Is that Jesus?
It sounds like him, but how can we be sure?
If that's really you, Lord, tell me to come walking towards you!
It's me, Peter! Come!
Peter summoned up some courage and faith, and stepped over the side of the boat.
Peter, you're gonna drown yourself if... What? Ow!
I'm walking on water!
That's amazing!
Come to me, Peter!
Yes, Lord!
Peter began walking toward Jesus, but as he slowly moved forward, he began to notice the strong wind once again, the powerful waves that were all around him. As he turned to pay attention to those distractions, he began to sink.
Ah! I'm sinking! Save me, Lord!
Just when things were looking pretty bad for Peter, he felt the hand of Jesus reach out and pull him up.
Why'd you doubt me, Peter? Where's your faith?
The wind and the waves!
Wow! Jesus calmed the storm!
You truly are the Son of God!
They couldn't help but be in awe of the amazing thing they had just seen.
No kidding. But what has that got to do with us?
Great question, Matilda. So, why do you guys think Abby would share this story?
Probably because you wanted to warn us about water safety. Message received.
Not quite, Morton. I shared this story with you because today, you guys were like Peter.
Peter sings karaoke too?
No, Morton.
Shame. It's a lot of fun.
You were like Peter when he was walking on the water, because when he had his eyes on Jesus, he was fine. But as soon as he let himself get distracted by the wind and waves, he began to sink. The same thing happens in our lives. We might do our best to love and follow God, but when we get distracted by other things that creep in, like the wind and waves, they can pull us down and away from God. You guys all started out with your eyes on the prize. But when you came to the distractions that Rob and I placed in your path, you took your eyes off the real trophy.
All except for Frank.
Yay.
Would you like to know what you won?
I'm dying to know!
Fine. Just so Oz can bring his voice down an octave or two.
Or seven.
Frank, here is your prize.
Ooh, a box! I've always wanted one of those.
I think it's what's in the box.
It's a piece of paper.
Ooh, I've always wanted one of those too!
Look, there's something written on it.
What does it say?
All right, give me a sec here. It says that Rob and Abby owe me one favor of my choice at any time and anywhere.
Wow, that is a good prize.
It could be anything. You could ask them to renovate your cave.
Or clean up your whole yard.
Or take you to the moon.
I'd like a can of cola.
A can of cola? That's it?
Right now?
Yeah. I've been craving one since I passed that soda stand.
I should have known.
Here, Frank, I've got one in my bag.
Thanks for the prize. It's perfect.
Are you kidding me?
Frank, there is something wrong with you.
Hey, I like what I like.
You could have asked for anything.
You could have at least asked for a cherry-flavored cola.
Careful. I'm a purist.
Starring in this episode were Jordan Evans, Joanna Braun, Karen Reimer, Evelyn Strempler, Patty Evans, Eric Foreman, Lee Pauls, Rick Capenny, Brian Reimer, and Benjamin Rempel.